Is there anything similar you'd say on New Year's Day? What would you say when you met somebody on New Year's Day?
Well, I don't ever have heard of any special greetings for New Year's Day.
Mm-hmm. But what would you say?
Well, I just wish them a happy and prosperous new year mm-hmm. on this new day.
Yeah.
People used to observe April Fool's Day,
mm-hmm.
the first day of April. They'd pull jokes on people.
Yeah. Did you used to do that?
Yeah. I don't recall the kind of jokes.
Mm-hmm.
I know my mother pulled a joke on all of us one time. Well, I don't remember it. I've heard her tell it and laugh about it. The father and a hard hand like batter cakes, fritters we call
mm-hmm,
them.
Mm-hmm.
And first day of April that morning for breakfast, she had those batter cakes. And a great big platter full. Oh, they sit under the table and dived into them. And
uh-huh.
They didn't know what to cut them. They couldn't cut them. She'd mix lent cotton with the batter.
Uh-huh.
Cook that batter cake with that lint cotton in there.
Uh-huh. That'd be kind of hard to eat.
And of course, you had some more thick without the cotton. And
mm-hmm. Did they try to eat them?
Yeah, they tried to eat them. Well, they didn't get them to the mouth. They couldn't cut them because of that
yeah.
cotton.
Uh-huh.
They told them April Fool.
If you had a lot of things to buy, you'd probably have to go what? Well, you'd say, I have to go do some...
To buy?
Uh-huh.
I'd have to go to the store.
And do what? Like you say, I have to go downtown and do some...
Shopping.
And say you buy something, and the storekeeper might do what to it?
Wrap it up.
Mm-hmm. And then when you got home, you'd have to...
Unwrap it.
Yeah. If you had to sell something for less than you paid for it, what might you say about it? You'd say, I had to sell it...
At a loss.
Mm-hmm. If you haven't got any money, you might ask a friend to what?
Lend me some money.
Mm-hmm. And that would mean that you were trying to do what?
Borrow.
Mm-hmm. During the Depression, people'd say money was really...
tight or scarce.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever go swimming like in a lake or a river nearby here? Did you?
Do I ever?
Uh-huh. Well, did you when you were growing up?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever, like, get a springboard and then you... jump
yeah,
into
we
it?
We had one on the creek and all the
uh-huh.
wash hole, we called it.
Oh, uh-huh. What would you call jumping in head first?
Diving.
Mm-hmm. Would a lot of boys get together and do this a lot?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
In summer months, they'd every Sunday afternoon, we'd go to the creek.
Mm-hmm. What would you call when you dive in, but you hit your stomach first? You just kind of land flat? What would you call that?
We'd call that a belly buster. And a busty open, too.
Yeah. What would you call it if, like, a little boy put his head on the ground and then went over? What would you call that?
Tumblesault.
Uh-huh.